I'm bringing you a story on the subject we're going to be talking about a little bit today, which is planting trees. You might have heard of the Lochgill Distillery, which has been up and running at Hazelwood House in Sligo for a couple of years. The good news is that the distillers there are not just attending to our taste buds, but they're also thinking a little bit about the planet. The distillery's gardener, Mick Horkin, and his team are working to restore the native woodland on the estate, which has suffered from decades of damage and neglect. Let's raise a glass to their good work in planting a huge range of wildlife and insect-friendly plants that will help the birds and the bees, and in contributing to the local effort to plant more trees, which will help us all breathe a bit easier and increase native tree species. So now we're encouraging all of you to take a leaf out of their book and consider planting a tree of your own. Forest ecologist Saoirse O'Donoghue works with landowners in the Northwest on the Native Woodland Scheme.
In line with the Climate Action Plan, where we're really trying to increase our native woodland and woodland cover in general over the entire country to help us really meet our carbon targets, we really need to create more forest spaces to enable us to absorb more carbon and create a better ecosystem for us to live in for our kids in the future. What we need is to really promote planting and just to put maybe a little bit more of a weight on planting native trees or having an area that is being retained as biodiversity. We don't really have a choice anymore. Yeah. And oak, for example, is like the most biodiverse species in our Irish forest, and it really has its own little ecosystem going there. It has so many insects and so many bryophytes that are connected with it. And if this site was to, say, come under the Native Woodland Scheme, what they would do is make clearances, put in some oak and try and diversify it that way, so in a man-made way.
We all know that trees absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen. But did you know that they also help to prevent flooding caused by climate change by storing rain and releasing it more slowly? And you might not have realised that every year, Ireland's trees remove over 6 million tonnes of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So, why do these children think it might be a good idea for you to plant an oak?
Oak is one of the most native trees in Ireland.
Tallest trees in Ireland?
I think it's got fine beauty to it.
I think a bit more information from arboriculturalist Shayla Healy might whet our appetites for promoting the power of the native oak.
My name is Shayla Healy and I am an arboriculturalist and I also do woodland and outdoor education. I don't think we're at that place yet of prioritising our trees the way maybe we could, but I think it's slowly arriving. So, and if we think more, you know, talks and walks like this is what it's all about, really, isn't it? So right behind us, we actually have the mighty king of the woods. So, oak is definitely a native tree and can grow to be, around close to 1,000 years. And when it definitely gets up and beyond 200, it can create a lot of homes for a lot of creatures. So it's just got loads of inhabitants in it. So it's really generous. It's really strong wood. That all of our ships and great halls and churches, cathedrals would be made out of oak. They say there's over 6,000 place names that have dar in them that are named after oak on the island. So it definitely gives you a sense of how important that tree was for all our ancestors, and it still is today, even though we just don't have as many. This oak, it's a glorious oak, and it's actually called a turkey oak. And there's a good few in the North Sligo area that are turkey oak, that probably all legacies of Palmerston. They grow really big and lovely. You can see their leaves are a bit more of a point, slimmer and a bit more of a point on the end. So yes, the one back there, and it's not such a neat branch form. Its crown it reaches in different ways. Interesting too, do you find it interesting? There seems to be a lot more nature and ivy around it. Isn't that interesting that the ivy perhaps might recognize this tree as a native cousin more than the turkey oak. So that gives a lot of life. That ivy gives a lot of food and home. This one, the sessile oak, yeah. This is our native oak. And so it's maybe a bit more rougher, as you would be if you were living in North Leitrim. It definitely seems pretty good for a lot of creatures up there, yeah, and good eating. All those lovely, lovely ivy flowers, the last of the food, of the flower pollen for the birds and the bees before everyone hunkers down for the winter. And then same as that, then those flowers are going to in turn turn to the berries, and they'll be the last of the food in the winter to be eaten. Maybe not the first choice, but beggars can't be choosers at that point. So that's our sessile oak.
Today we spoke about oaks, but any tree that you plant will make a difference. There's the right tree for everyone out there, and the Tree Council of Ireland has lots of information that can help you to choose one to suit your own circumstances. If you really can't plant one yourself, perhaps you might encourage someone else to do so. There are lots of schemes that allow you to get a tree planted in someone's name, or to commemorate a special event. Or perhaps you could just give a tree sapling to someone else to plant. Now, there's a gift that will definitely keep on giving. Any of these actions will help to build our tree cover and take carbon dioxide from the air. So there's certainly no better time than now to plant a tree.